Well, Jason, here we are talking about the world of business. And in the world of business, I have heard of animal therapy, you know, as ways that many people use animals for therapeutic purposes. And then when I picked up the paper this past Sunday, saw that there's a local business that does this.
Absolutely. And an interesting one, too. We're talking this week about equine-assisted programs of southern New Mexico. It's opening up Nancy Marshall is opening it up next weekend. She's going to have an open house. And it's kind of interesting because you may remember Spirit Ranch that Ann Remick Barlow used to run. It closed back during the summer. And Nancy used to work with Ann as she was winding down her business. So Nancy decided this is good work. We need to keep it going. And she opened up now at she's out off of Doñana Road.
Good location.
Doñana, that's perfect. Perfect site for it. She's at 190 Providence Road. And she's also got a nonprofit called Equine Connections Incorporated. And together they're working to bring this kind of horse-assisted therapy for people with emotional or mental problems. It's especially helpful for people with PTSD, Nancy was telling me. And she herself suffers some abuse. She's from Houston and was working up around Cloudcroft and was doing some volunteer work. And she had been through a situation in her life where she kind of lost some of her personal power and personal control. And this is a way that she found very beneficial and wanted to share with other people. What she does is she brings people in to this beautiful setting, you know, nice pastoral setting, very relaxing, very calming and centering. And she's got two labyrinths. The first one the clients walk through when they get there. And what they do is they begin by painting a rock that sort of expresses how they feel at that point. And then they go and they walk through the labyrinth, and on their way out, they'll exchange their painted rock for an unpainted rock, leave the painted one there, take the unpainted one back, and then the next client that comes in will then pick that up. So the labyrinth kind of grows as they go. And then the patient will get to, they pick out their own mount, either a horse or a donkey, and they get to know them, they groom them, they get familiar with them, they build that connection. And, you know, you've got to be fairly calm and centered when you're working with animals. And it's a good way for them to bring their focus onto the situation, to be present in the moment, and, you know, to work on their own relationship with the horse, with themselves, and develop it that way. And as they progress, what they'll do is eventually they've got a larger labyrinth that the patient can either walk the horse through or ride the horse through. But the whole idea is just to get a sense of yourself, get calmed, get centered, and sort of reclaim your own power after whatever you've experienced.
So how does this work? Do people call and set up a time, set up several hours aside to come and do this? Or is it something that they come back to week after week?
There's both. There's a lot of returning clients. About 60 clients from the old Spirit Ranch actually came over to Nancy's new ranch with her. So people go back multiple times. It's a progress. Any kind of healing is a progress. And this is a way that they can come back and sort of revisit their horses, revisit their growth as they progress. She is a board-certified elementary school teacher and has worked with children suffering with ADHD and behavioral problems. And she says she's got better than an 85% success rate with troubled clients when they come to her. And they suffer from everything from autism, Asperger's, to anxiety, depression, behavioral conduct issues. She's also a certified therapist, and there are two other therapists on staff with her in addition to the horse care staff. Only the therapists actually do the talk therapy with you and help you work through things. But it's really about empowerment and regaining your control and getting to a place where you've got a calm, sort of accepting, centered lifestyle.
Speaking of calm, your next column, the magic of Christmas, is it ever calm around Christmas?
It's never calm. This week's column is by Debbie Moore with the Greater Chamber, and she's been with us about 18 months. But I didn't learn this about her during the last Christmas season. She apparently is an avid collector of Santas. She just got a Santa stash that you wouldn't believe. There's always a collector for everything. And she keeps one out all year, she says, to sort of keep in mind that you can make this kind of magic all year round. But she talks about five kinds of magic: the magic of making a difference, the magic of friends and family, of course, the magic of food, and then there's the magic of shopping and the magic of laughter, all beautiful things to remember at the Christmas season.
Hiring.
Good news on hiring. Raising Cane's is opening in February. They're going to be soon hiring 85 positions. And Sprouts, also opening in February, is currently hiring 120 positions. And you can find out more about both of those online.
All right. Thanks, Jason. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.